Now, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Chris Burke, who's going to be talking to me about an exhibition, an art exhibition taking place in my place in Middleton. And before we went on air, I was talking to Chris, and he tells me he's originally from Dublin, retired down here to Youghal. So as they say, all the best people from Dublin want to be from Cork. Chris, firstly, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Dara.
Now, Chris, you were telling me as well that you're married to a woman from Cove, so yeah, I'm delighted that we have that connection as well.
Yes.
But listen, take me back over 9 years ago, yourself and Patricia Guilfoy, you did an art class in Cloister Owen. What was that all about?
Yeah, we were both, let's say, senior adults, and we wanted to kill some time, and we decided to... separately, at the time, we decided to go and paint in Miss Patricia Byrne's class in Cloister Owen. And after completing the painting course with Patricia, who is an excellent teacher, by the way, she gave us the drive to keep going after the course in 2012. And myself and Paddy kept looking around for... Patricia is commonly known as Paddy. We kept looking for a place where we could land our brushes and paper. So we met a man by the name of Frank Kingston in Ballymacoda who offered us the use of the community hall one day a week for a couple of hours. So we're there. We're almost 7 years now painting together over there. We meet every Wednesday from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We all help each other. There's nobody in charge. There's nobody, as one of your staff asked me here the other day, who's in charge? Nobody's in charge. We're all intelligent people and like-minded. We all just want to paint and get on. And we have plenty of crack, plenty of chat. And
so it's a social gathering.
It's really an outing for everybody that turns up. And over the years, we've put about 30 people on the roll. And there's a cohort of about 7 to 12 turns up nearly every week.
That's fantastic. But Chris, what I'm curious to know, because I used to love art in school, what do you be actually painting or what are you drawing? You know, are you using your imagination or is it still life? Or what is it that, that you like to draw and paint?
I love to draw and paint and I've loved to do it all my life. We do seascapes, landscapes, flowers, animals, birds. We do everything in watercolour. Then there's one or two that paint in oils, and then there's another couple then that paint in acrylics. But we spread it over everything. We cover every aspect of the painting.
I've heard many times, Chris, people that have, been battling a serious illness, or people who've moved on into senior years, that they find something like painting very therapeutic. And we're living in an era where it's all about mindfulness and wellness. So I suppose there's a sense of that as well, that, whilst you might be advancing in years, you can, focus your attention now on creating something really beautiful, but it gives you a feel-good factor as well.
Absolutely. It is very therapeutic. And then with the people that we're talking to out there, it's absolutely brilliant altogether because everybody has a story. I myself have had two strokes in the last 24 months and I've recovered from both, thank God. And moving on from that now, other people out there have had serious illnesses and situations and we've all carried on from there.
You see, you've touched on something there, very profound, Chris, and it's true. Everybody has a story.
Yes.
And everybody deserves to be heard and deserves to be listened to.
Yes.
And I'm kind of thinking that, as well as gathering to paint and to socialise and to chat, maybe some of what you're creating on a canvas is part of your story.
Yes, that's true. But most people come in and they have the idea already started and they get stuck into it. And you can get lost in your painting. You can actually, like, when you're, as we call it, if you're in the zone, you're gone for a couple of hours completely. Everyone could be talking around you, but you're painting away there and you're not distracted by anything, anybody, or what's being said, if you're in the zone. And
I could identify with that, Chris, being a singer-songwriter myself. I always say that I get lost in the zone. Mm. You know, if I'm going to write something or I'm going to perform or sing something, I would almost liken it to being in here in the studio. When that light goes on, I'm in my own little world.
Yeah.
So when you're there with your canvas, a blank canvas, and there could be hundreds of people around, there might be no one around, but yeah, you won't realise who's there or who's not there.
No.
Because you're focused in on what you want to express, what you want to create, and I think it's something magical.
Oh, it is. I mean, sometimes now we go en plein air, out in the open, and paint, and it doesn't matter who passes you by or who stops to look at you or have an interest in what you're doing. You just get on with it, and if they want to talk to you, they'll talk to you. A lot of people are too shy to talk to you when you're out there. They just kind of pass, they have a look, and they make a comment, and they move on. Usually it's a very positive comment.
Now, there's also the funny side to it as well, Chris, isn't there, that, you know, I remember doing art in school many years ago, and the dreaded still life that we had to do, which was like a bowl of fruit.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, people's imaginations ran away from them. And some of the things that appeared on the canvas weren't exactly what were in the bowl. So I'm sure you have to have that sense of humour. You got to learn to laugh at yourself. And I'm sure when people are looking at what you've created, there'll be one or two will scratch their heads and they'll be thinking, well, what exactly is that?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Where did that come from? Yeah. And when you try and tell them then, they'll say, well, I've never seen it quite like that before.
Well, this has happened to me since my last stroke, that I used to do seascapes, landscapes, animals, flowers, birds. And my last stroke then sent me off on an illustration side and a comical side. So now I'm doing a lot of funny stuff and I'm really, really enjoying it.
Now, when you refer to birds, I presume you mentioned feathered birds.
Oh, absolutely. Not the ones in the fancy dresses.
So, Chris, in every sense of the word, and I don't want this to sound condescending, but you're something of a walking miracle, really. You know, you've had two strokes in the last 24 months. You've still come back fighting because I sense that you have a further story to tell and you're doing that through your painting and through your drawing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, some of the stuff I've done over the years is, it's all locked inside, but that's for another day.
It may not be appropriate to put on a canvas, maybe.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So, Chris, talk to me about this exhibition. I think it's called Capel Painters of Ballymacoda. Sounds like something quite fascinating. How many artists are going to be displayed there?
Well, we're hoping as many as possible, and I think there'll be about 12 to 13 displaying their stuff. There's about 50 paintings altogether being displayed, and we're really looking forward to doing it in my place. We have done various exhibitions around the locale. We've done two in the Credit Union, one in the Red Store, two or three, no, maybe five in Ballymacoda over the years. And there's some in some of the shop fronts in the main street here in town at the moment.
Right,
so,
okay.
And the guy that has his stuff in town in the main shops is, he commutes from Dublin down to us every Wednesday.
Could you not find him a wife down here?
Oh, he has a wife and all that.
She won't come, no.
But she comes down for the
exhibition. They won't stay here, though, will they?
She won't stay.
Ah, sure, God help us. But you got trapped down here anyway. You're not leaving us now, are you?
No. Oh, God, no. I'm here to go the long road.
Now, this exhibition, just to go back to it for a second, Chris, is taking place, it's opening this coming Friday.
Yes.
At 5:30 p.m.
5:30, yeah.
And it's going to run right through to September 9th.
The following Sunday.
Following Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, this might sound like an ageist question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's the average age of the people who are involved in this group? Are they all retired? Or
no, they're not all retired. Some of us are retired. Others are still plodding away.
Aiming towards retirement at one point
exactly,
or another.
Yeah. And all rushing to retirement because of what we're doing.
Of course. And if people want, obviously your doors are open to welcome new people to come along and get involved. How do they get involved?
Oh, all they have to do is come out on a Wednesday morning from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, meet us, talk to us. And if they like what we do, they're more than welcome to sit down and display their art with us.
I think you're actually onto something here, Chris. You know, the more I think of it, I think there's almost a template here for people to get involved, not just in Youghal or in Ballymacota, but right around. There's a lot of active retirement groups have been set up in recent years. And maybe this is something that they could take on board and perhaps inviting some of them to come along and see what you do and see the whole setup and how you get on. It might be a template that they could go and actually do in their own little town or village, wherever that might be.
And they could be better painters than us. You never know. Whoever walks in the door could be a lot better than us.
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing about humanity, is that we're all unique.
Absolutely.
You know, they didn't create two of us, at least I hope they didn't. So, you know, as much as everybody has a story to tell, every creation that they will paint or draw will be unique to them. Nobody else will ever match that or copy that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're doing is unique, and I would try and encourage people to get along to my place, Middleton. If you're around Friday at 5:30, come along for the official opening. Is there somebody official coming along to open it?
There is. Miss Cathy O'Mahony from the Adult Education up in Colosta Owen at the moment. She, only for her, we probably would have never got together. She was looking after the adult education at the time we went to the school, and I just wanted to fill up time, and so did Patricia. So we ended up in the painting class up there, and it was all due to Cathy O'Mahony. And she's still up there working her heart out, and she's very good. She's an excellent person altogether.
Fantastic.
She's going to open the exhibition on Friday night.
At 5:30.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. I think, in all honesty, and I mean this sincerely, you're an inspirational guy. You're a walking miracle. Two strokes later, you're still going strong. Keep going strong, my man. Keep inspiring other people as well by what you do.
I hope so.
And I wish you all the very best for this exhibition in my place. Once again, listeners, it begins Friday at 5:30. It runs right through to the 9th of September. That's Saturday week. And we wish you the very best, and thanks for coming in.
I'd just love to thank you and the staff and the station for giving us the opportunity to put in a plug for our upcoming event.
You're very kind.
Thanks very much.
You're very kind. Thank you very much indeed.